CBSI in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The website to check in for subscription is strategicstudies.org. We turn immediately to news from Asia, from Taiwan. More delegations of significant American politicians, Canadian politicians now talking about visiting Taiwan. It's becoming a place of gathering to look at the People's Republic of China, which has continued to act badly in a threatening fashion. I have a quote, however, in these last hours from the commander of the 7th Fleet, Vice Admiral Carl Thomas, speaking, making these comments in Japan. That's important because Japan is our strongest ally alongside Australia in East Asia. The admiral says that the U.S. must prepare to counter the firing of rockets over Taiwan, or it will become the norm. The quote is, it's very important that we contest this type of thing. I know that the gorilla in the room is launching missiles over Taiwan. It's irresponsible to launch missiles over Taiwan into international waters. If you don't challenge it, all of a sudden it can become just like the islands in the South China Sea that have now become military outposts. Gregory, countering the People's Republic of China requires me to understand the motive for firing missiles over Taiwan. What did she get out of this, and is there a counter?
Well, there is definitely a counter, but Xi's motive for this aggressive escalation is because he has nowhere else to go. He made so many threats to try to stop looking impotent by when House Speaker Nancy Pelosi took a delegation to Taiwan recently, that he threatened dire consequences. And what sort of dire consequences could he deliver without engaging the People's Republic of China in direct conflict with Taiwan, Japan, and the United States? And all he could do was repeat what he did in 1995-96, which was to fire some very, very old technology, short and medium range ballistic missiles into the sea. So that was not really, it's like, if that's all there is, then let's keep dancing. So he then used the situation to try to tighten what he's thinking of as an economic blockade of Taiwan by threatening commercial shipping traffic going into to Kaohsiung and Keelung ports and the like. And certainly the West can and must actually support the Republic of China, Taiwan, by guaranteeing the safe passage of ships through the Taiwan Straits into the Taiwanese ports. And the U.S. Navy and Japanese Navy could actually also counter the escalation by the People's Republic of China, shooting missiles ostensibly into international waters by using U.S. and Japanese naval vessels with their anti-ballistic missile capability to shoot down those missiles. That would demonstrate the impotence of those missile attacks and show that they are vulnerable to interception.
We have 1 minute, Cracker. Go ahead.
Now, we know that the Chinese have much more advanced missiles than that, but that would be a real sign of impotence if that was done to the PLA missile firings in the short term, and that would dramatically hurt Xi Jinping's chances of being reelected at the November 20th Party Congress. And we have to decide, do we want him to be reelected? Because he will bring down the Chinese economy dramatically if he's reelected.
Gregory Copley is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. It's 1 year since Afghanistan. 1 year. What have we learned, lessons learned from the withdrawal by NATO and by the U.S. forces? And it's 75 years since the partition of the subcontinent and leading to a catastrophe. What have we learned in those 75 years about the Indo-Pacific? I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.